with SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former Senator Jim Talent says President Trump is doing his best to give diplomacy a chance before he carries out a threat to bomb Iran's nuclear facilities.
I think he also wants to make clear to the world that he's done that. And he probably wants to make clear to certain elements on both sides of the aisle that don't want us to do this, that he did everything possible to avoid it.
Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. An SUV driver plowed into a crowd of people at a Filipino street festival in Vancouver, British Columbia, last night. Authorities say the driver has killed at least nine and injured a number of others.
Multiple people are seen on the ground while emergency responders work to give them medical aid. Sirens blasted in the distance as authorities asked people to keep the area clear. A person was heard crying as medics rushed onto the scene pushing a stretcher. Footage taken after the incident and geolocated by CNN show a tree-lined street strewn with debris.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Yemen's Houthi rebels have launched a missile strike into Israel, which the Israeli military says they shot down as U.S. strikes in the Houthi-held capital of Sana'a killed two people. Sirens sounded in parts of Israel around the Dead Sea over the attack early this morning. Israel's military says, quote, the missile was intercepted prior to crossing into Israeli territory. Houthi military spokesman claimed the attack, says the rebels targeted Israel's Navatim airbase, did not reach it. South Korea's main liberal opposition party has tapped its former leader Lee Jae-myung as presidential candidate in the June 3rd vote. The Democratic Party says that Lee has won nearly 90% of the votes cast during the party's primary, which has taken place this weekend. This is SRN News. The Mississippi Supreme Court has upheld a ruling denying a transgender teen's name change petition. The ruling comes nearly 2 years after the then 16-year-old girl, who was living as a boy, filed a petition to change her name to fit her, quote, gender identity. A judge denied the petition in 2023, citing the teen's lack of maturity. The Mississippi Supreme Court voted 8-1 to uphold the ruling. A growing number of similar cases are cropping up around the country, and some analysts predict the U.S. Supreme Court will eventually have to weigh in. The Department of Veterans Affairs is establishing a task force to investigate employee reports of anti-Christian bias amongst their colleagues. It's all part of a broader effort by the Trump administration to root out discrimination against Christians in government that flourished during the Biden years. VA Secretary Doug Collins has sent a rare department-wide email asking for names, dates, and locations of any alleged incidents to be reported to an internal email address. This is SRN News. Correspondence written by a well-known Titanic survivor is sold at auction in Britain.
A letter card written by Archibald Gracie has sold at auction for £300,000. That's about $399,000. Gracie, a first-class passenger on the Titanic, had written the note to the seller's great-uncle on April 10, 1912, just days before the ship sank. Gracie jumped from the sinking ship and managed to scramble onto an overturned collapsible boat and was rescued by other passengers on board a lifeboat. He went on to write The Truth About the Titanic when he returned to New York City. The letter was sold Saturday to a private collector from the U.S. I'm Donna Water.
Today is Sunday, April the 27th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including Basketball Hall of Fame member George Gervin. He is 73 years old. Musician Sheena Easton, 66. This is SRN News.